Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the fifth Tuesday in Lent in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here today, that you've set aside this time as holy to the Lord. If you have a prayer request, go to bendwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. There's several ways you can support the podcast. At bendwardmusic.com, you can find information about financial support. You can also leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps people find us. Thank you. We see your glory. We sing your praise. We give you honor. We seek your face. In this place, we hear your voice calling. We feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Search your heart. See if there be any offensive way to the Lord, any sin that needs confession today. He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen.
We hear your voice calling. We feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. There's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you.
If If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to join you in prayer. I'm going to pray today for Harold in North Carolina, USA. Lord, we would pray for Harold that you would be near him today, that you would help him know which way to go, what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. In the name of Jesus, pray for the relationships in his life, that he would know how to love like you love. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We hear your voice calling. We feel your spirit fall. Nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do.
This fifth Tuesday in Lent, our psalms for today begin with Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he show us his mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Too much of the scorn of the indolent rich and the derision of the proud.
We look to you until you show us your mercy. We look to you, Lord. We look to you. Till you show us your mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is John 9, 18 through 41. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, and he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents says, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." And he answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." And the man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." All I know is I was blind, now I can see, now I can see. All I know is that I was blind, now I can see, I can see. The Word, the Lord, thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I can see. Just open your eyes. Just open your eyes.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I can see. Open your eyes.
It is the fifth Tuesday in Lent, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I can see, open your eyes. We can see, open your eyes.
Take a few moments and pray specifically for those in your own life, family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, for clarity, for provision. Lift it all before the Lord. Pray today, Lord, for all those grieving and hurting in Nashville, Tennessee. The school shooting at the elementary school, for the families of those who were slain, staff, faculty, children, also those who are traumatized by this event. Be near, Holy Spirit. Bring justice, bring clarity. Lord, we pray for action, God, in some way that as a society, Lord, we could bring about change where this does not happen again. May it never happen again, Lord. Bring your justice. Come as judge, O Lord, to us, God, where we have made guns, idols, Lord, that require sacrifice. Oh, forgive us, Lord, as a country. Help us to see, to open our eyes, where we have been blind, and let you heal us, God. Heal our land, Lord. Heal these families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. I can see, open your eyes. We can see, open our eyes. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to Him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are healed. Open your eyes and see. Amen and amen.